Some people say that it's no longer a matter of if another terrorist attack will occur within the United States, but when. Among them is Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio. DeWine says American cities must prepare.
It's inevitable that's going to happen again in the United States, and I think we know that based on past history. We know that terrorism can strike from crazy people outside this country, from people who have some sort of cause, or it can occur domestically. It can be, as it was in the case of Oklahoma City, tragically homegrown.
To help cities prepare, Congress has allocated $300,000 to each of the 120 most populated cities. The money will be used for disaster training and equipment. The training is led by the U.S. Army Department of Defense. On a recent visit to Columbus, the trainer set up a series of mock incidents. As five volunteers feign injury, one person coughing, one describing a burning sensation, a pregnant woman explaining that she's inhaled something, local police, fire, paramedics, and hazardous materials units try to identify what's going on and how to react. In the case of a biological or chemical attack, Susan Fournier of the Army Chemical and Biological Defense Command says the normal instinct is usually not the best response.
When you come upon a situation, the first thing that a responder wants to do is rush in and assist the victims, assist the casualties. And in the case of a chemical or biological incident, that may be the very wrong thing to do, because they could actually become casualties themselves and compound the problem.
The more the emergency responders know about identifying the signs of a weapon of mass destruction, alerting emergency officials of the threat, containing and decontaminating people, Fournier says, the more they can handle a situation with calmness and confidence. In cities like Columbus, the program provides $300,000 to pay for those just trained to train others, and to buy protection, detection, and decontamination equipment. City Safety Director Tom Rice says this could save many lives.
Well, decontamination equipment would be equipment where you would have a chemical attack or a biological attack that you would run mass numbers of people through decontamination. A lot of cities have purchased trailers. Others have tents where you have water and bleach and things of that nature that you would, if you can take off the clothing of the individual and decontaminate them with some kind of a water solution, you would probably take off about 95% of all the chemicals that would be on them.
But not everyone is convinced that this equipment and training will work. Microbiologist Larry Wayne Harris gained notoriety earlier this year when he was arrested buying anthrax in Las Vegas. In 1995, he was convicted of illegally ordering bubonic plague bacteria through the mail. Harris says the city training efforts are fruitless because it's so easy to unleash a biological or chemical agent that could kill thousands of people. He says cities with sports teams like Columbus are especially vulnerable.
OSU Stadium, for a terrorist, it is a very attractive target, extremely attractive target. And they have all the students around the area. The access to a major biological weapon, let's say anthrax, is released and sprayed over the city, over that area. You're talking within 48 hours that people have already dispersed from the area. There is no smell, no taste, no boom, no bang, no indications that a biological release has taken place. The only thing is, then suddenly huge amounts of people come down with flu-like symptoms.
Instead of putting so much emphasis on training, Harris says cities should be stockpiling medicines.
If a single city is hit with a single canister of anthrax, within 72 hours using current medical practices, we will exhaust this nation's entire supply of antibiotics in 72 hours.
Federal health officials say the problem is not a lack of medicines, but the need for greater varieties and better distribution. They're requesting money to ensure antibiotics and vaccines are easily accessible to cities. In addition to the $300,000 training and equipment grant, Columbus also expects to receive $350,000 for medicines and other equipment. Currently, Public Safety Director Tom Rice admits the city is not ready to deal with a weapon of mass destruction.
We aren't prepared for the kind of problems we would have with chemical and biological agents. For example, We will be purchasing additional personal protective equipment, detection equipment, and decontamination equipment. Now, we have some of that. Do we have enough? Probably no. Will we have enough after we purchase it? Probably not. But we're really not ready, but we're in the process of getting ready.
The Department of Defense says no one can ever be fully prepared for a large-scale attack, but it says cities that have gone through the training program are much better prepared to deal with a weapon of mass destruction than they were before. The Army has completed training with the 30 largest cities. Over the summer and into the fall, it will work with the next 90. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant Cooper in Columbus, Ohio.